Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. A Saginaw County man accused of throwing a bucket of feces at the county courthouse has been ruled mentally incompetent to stand trial. Court proceedings against 39-year-old Robert Brewer are now suspended after a forensic psychiatric evaluation found he does not understand the charges against him, nor can he assist in his own defense. Investigators say Brewer threw a 5-gallon bucket of feces at the entrance of the Saginaw County Courthouse on February 16th. The courthouse was closed for the President's Day holiday at the time, so no injuries were reported. Brewer's attorney requested the competency evaluation earlier this year. The assessment was completed at the Center for Forensic Psychiatry in Ypsilanti. Brewer remains lodged in the Saginaw County Jail while prosecutors determine the next steps in the case, an unrelated assault case involving Brewer is also currently on hold. And this morning at about 9 a.m., there was a 2-vehicle crash in front of Ace Hardware in Bad Axe, Bad Axe Fire Department, East Huron Ambulance, Elkton Ambulance, and 2 Huron County Sheriff's Office. Deputies responded to the scene. One side of the roadway was closed while emergency crews directed traffic. No injuries have been reported at this time. More information will be shared as it becomes available. And a Michigan State Police trooper and another driver were injured Saturday morning in a crash in Birch Run Township. Authorities say the collision happened just after 10:20 a.m. near the intersection of Girard and Birch Run Roads while the trooper was responding to an emergency call. Both the trooper and the other motorist suffered injuries described as non-life-threatening and were taken to nearby hospitals for treatment. The roadway was temporarily shut down as investigators examined the scene, but has since reopened. Updates will be released as they are received. When we come back after this AVS Broadband sponsor message, we'll continue with our national and international news.
At AVS Broadband, we're celebrating 30 years of connection because your internet isn't just a service. It's how life keeps moving forward. From the early days of dial-up to today's fast, reliable fiber network, we've helped families and businesses stay online through every stage of life. And because we're local, we understand the communities we serve. We're proud to be part of the neighborhoods, schools, and businesses that make the Thumb region special. We're always improving our network so your connection stays fast, secure, and dependable today and into the future. And when you need help, our hometown support team is available 24/7 with friendly technical assistance you can count on. Our 30-year celebration continues all year long. Follow us on Facebook to be part of the fun. To see available plans, visit avsbroadband.com/internet or call 888-282-4932. AVS Broadband, your trusted connection since 1996.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, continuing with our national news. National Institutes of Health launches large-scale study on microplastics in human tissues. The National Institutes of Health announced a $45 million research initiative dedicated to tracking the presence of long-term health effects of microplastics in human internal organs. The multi-year study will utilize advanced imaging and cellular analysis across a diverse demographic of 10,000 American participants. Researchers aim to determine whether a definitive link exists between microplastics accumulation and rising rates of specific metabolic and autoimmune disorders. Initial diagnostic frameworks are being distributed to participating university hospitals this week. The study represents the largest federally funded effort to date targeting synthetic particulate contamination inside the human body. And in our international news, India expands standalone battery energy storage system in New Delhi. The Global Energy Alliance, backed by international development funds, has successfully expanded India's first utility-scale standalone battery energy storage system in New Delhi. The upgraded facility now provides stabilized, reliable electricity access to more than 100,000 residents in areas historically prone to rolling blackouts. The infrastructure project acts as a critical buffer for the regional grid, storing excess solar energy generated during peak daylight hours and discharging it during evening demand spikes. Indian energy officials stated that the successful deployment provides a scalable template for integrating new renewable energy grids across other major metropolitan areas in Asia.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay, what's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water, then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said.
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And you can get the full stories, as with your weather and obituaries, anytime, anywhere, right here on ThumbNet.net.